We kept busy. But we had fun, too. There were always several competitions going on, from AC Ducey to Honor Squad, and we had the best jazz band in several cubic light years. Well, the only one, maybe. With Sergeant Johnson on the trumpet, leading them mellow and sweet for hymns, or tearing the steel right off the bulkheads, as the occasion required. After that masterful, or should it be mistressful, retrieval rendezvous without a programmed ballistic, the platoon's metalsmith, PFC Archie Campbell, made a model of the Roger Young for the skipper, and we all signed, and Archie engraved our signatures on a base plate. To Hot Pilot Yvette Della Dreyer, with thanks from Razix Roughnecks. And we invited her aft to eat with us, and the Roughneck Downbeat combo played during dinner, and then the junior private presented it to her. She got tears, and kissed him, and kissed Jelly as well, and he blushed purple. After I got my chevrons, I simply had to get things straight with Ace, because Jelly kept me on as assistant section leader. This is not good. A man ought to fill each spot on his way up. I should have had a turn as squad leader instead of being bumped from Lance and assistant squad leader to corporal and assistant section leader. Jelly knew this, of course, but I know perfectly well that he was trying to keep the outfit as much as possible the way it had been when the lieutenant was alive, which meant that he left his squad leaders and section leaders unchanged. But it left me with a ticklish problem. All three of the corporals under me as squad leaders were actually senior to me. But if Sergeant Johnson bought it on the next drop, it would not only lose us a mighty fine cook, it would leave me leading the section. There mustn't be any shadow of doubt when you give an order, not in combat. I had to clear up any possible shadow before we dropped again. Ace was the problem. He was not only senior of the three, he was a career corporal as well, and older than I was. If Ace accepted me, I wouldn't have any trouble with the other two squads. I hadn't really had any trouble with him aboard. After we made pickup on Flores together, he had been civil enough. On the other hand, we hadn't had anything to have trouble over. Our shipside jobs didn't put us together, except a daily muster and guard mount, which is all cut and dried. But you can feel it. He was not treating me as somebody he took orders from. So I looked him up during off hours. He was lying in his bunk reading a book, Space Rangers Against the Galaxy. A pretty good yarn, except that I doubt if a military outfit ever had so many adventures and so few goof-offs. The ship had a good library. Ace, got to see you. He glanced up. So, I just left the ship. I'm off duty. I've got to see you now. Put your book down. What's so aching urgent? I've got to finish this chapter. Oh, come off it, Ace. If you can't wait, I'll tell you how it comes out.
You do, and I'll clobber you.
He put the book down, sat up, and listened. I said, Ace, about this matter of the section organization, you're senior to me. You ought to be assistant section leader.
Oh, so it's that again.
Yep. I think you and I ought to go see Johnson and get him to fix it up with Jelly.
You do, eh?
Yes, I do. That's how it's got to be.
So?
Look, Shorty, let me put you straight. I got nothing against you at all. Matter of fact, you were on the bounce that day we had to pick up Dizzy. I'll hand you that. But if you want a squad, you go dig up one of your own. Don't go eyeing mine. Why, my boys wouldn't even peel potatoes for you.
That's your final word?
That's my first, last, and only word.